Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But let's get updated on what's going on right now. Trooper, Jacob, and I'm going to ask you, Trooper, where are you from?
Originally Mississippi, but I've been here for about 13 years now.
Okay. In Mississippi, your last name is spelled P-U-C-H-E-U. How do they pronounce that in Mississippi?
Pishu.
Pishu. All right. How do they pronounce it here in Louisiana?
So I have distant relatives near Eunice, and they pronounce it the exact same.
Okay. By the way, most people in Eunice call it Eunice.
Very true. Very true.
I got in-laws from Eunice. So, all right. So, Pishu. I've heard it about 18,000 ways since you've been making appearances on all the television, radio stations, and everywhere else.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to ask you and make sure we got it right. Trooper Jacob Pishu is with us from Louisiana State Police Troop B. And I'm looking out my window at the Crescent City Connection, and I can see here from Poydras and Magazine people driving around the cones and passing everybody in the single lane that it's supposed to be because traffic's at nearly a dead stop up there right now.
Right. Again, it's only open to one lane until we can get everything either clear or it melts off and it's safe enough to open additional lanes. And by passing cars or driving too fast, you're not only putting yourself in danger, but everybody else. And then what ends up happening is a crash. It's going to be shut down again.
In fact, that's what we saw last night. DOTD reopened the bridge, but then NOPD and maybe you guys also had to respond to so many crashes that the request was made, and DOTD shutted it down again last night because there were too many crashes.
They did. They did shut it down. It was more so in the interest of public safety because the freezing had started at that point, and it just wasn't going to be safe for anybody to be there.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not sure what happened. I just know the DOTD was on with us at the time, and they said NOPD asked them to close it. So,
Yes, sir.
It is open again in one lane in each direction. We're getting conflicting reports because, and I know it's a lot to keep up with, the Huey P. Long Bridge. They also told us at 8 o'clock last night they had reopened that one lane in each direction, but 511LA.org still shows it closed.
I'm not sure what the app is saying. It is open one lane both directions. It has been since last night.
All right. So you can take either the Crescent City Connection or the Huey P. If you must cross the Mississippi River, one lane in each direction. The I-310 Luling Hale Boggs Bridge remains closed, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So two out of the three in Greater New Orleans of the Mississippi River crossings are opened at least in a limited capacity. Folks are asking us, though, if they want to get to the Huey P. and they're on this side of the Harvey Canal, how do they do that? The tunnel is still closed, last I checked. Is the Lopalco Bridge open?
I'm not sure about the Lopalco Bridge. That would be for JP. However, like LA 18 River Road, all of that's open. You just will have to make your way back to 90 to get onto the bridge.
Okay. So if you make your way to 4th Street over to River Road, you can take River Road to the Huey P. and then take one lane of the Huey P. across to the West Bank and vice versa if you're coming from Elmwood to Bridge City.
Yes, sir.
Someone texted and wanted to know about Highway 90 in Raceland. They say it's still closed.
The last update that I saw it was as well. That's going to be in the Troop C area. What I would refer to is check the 511 app, 511LA.org, or call 511.
All right. Yeah, you're Troop B, so I don't want to ask you to speak out of Troop. And I know that you have plenty to keep track of right here in Troop B to be keeping us up to date on the other troops. What are you hearing? I'm amazed when I look at the traffic cameras on the overpasses, the Williams overpass, the Bonneville overpass, the Claiborne overpass, and all the way till you get to the Twin Spans, that these overpasses over land, not over water, but over land, still have 8-10 inches of snow sitting on them right now. Here we are a full 48 hours after that snow started falling. It's remarkable that even though we've had a second day now above freezing, the wind blowing under those overpasses has kept it cold enough for that snow to just sit there.
Right. And just like we put out and we usually do if we ever have a freeze, bridges and overpasses are always the first to go. It seems like they're just holding some ice and some snow still rather longer than I even anticipated. With the sun, though, hopefully we're going to see it melt off and hopefully get things open back up.
Yeah, we heard from the state that they're sending the plows from the west to the east, and they should be moving into the greater New Orleans area hopefully later today. The city of New Orleans said that the plows that they've got from Indiana should be hitting the I-10 corridor later today. What are you hearing in terms of the prognosis on if there will be any opportunity to open the I-10 corridor today, or is it still probably going to be tomorrow?
So I have not gotten the end result yet. We're hoping for as early as possible. They are working really hard right now out on I-55 in La Place, heading towards Tangipahoa Parish. So I think once that gets open, they'll start moving more towards the metro area. So hopefully we can get that started today.
All right. I know it's in Troop L, but for folks up there, they have reopened I-55, at least between Hammond and Ponchatoula. So they've made that progress.
Yes, sir.
And so now they're going to work from Ponchatoula down to Manchac, Rudock, and hopefully eventually to La Place and get that open. Man, it'd be great if they opened that in about an hour and a half when I have to go north on I-55. If not, I'll take the low road. Just concerned about that Manchac overpass over the canal.
I was there a couple hours ago, and it was fine. Just take it slow.
Gotcha. All right. Someone just texted the Lapalco Bridge is closed. They're at it right now, but they have crews on it working on it right now. So River Road would be the way to get to the Huey P. Long Bridge if you're on the other side of the Harvey Canal. Trooper Jacob Pichard, Louisiana State Police Troop B, anything else you do want to share with us or let our listeners know as we continue into this third full day of so many closures and so much snow?
The usual, stay at home if you don't have anywhere to be. If you have to be out, please watch your speed and abide by all the traffic laws as well as wear your seatbelt. If you're in that one lane on either one of the bridges, please don't pass. The other lanes are not accessible at this time, and you're just putting yourself and others in danger.
Trooper Jacob Pichu, I promise I will say your name correctly here on out. I can't speak for others, but you probably had to have heard it pronounced at least five or six different ways, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm used to it.
I get it. All right. Thank you. And I even know some people who will probably, I won't use my mother-in-law's name, but would probably tell you how to pronounce it. Her family's from Eunice, even if you pronounce it differently. So some people must insist you're pronouncing it wrong sometimes, huh?
I'm sure.
All right, Trooper. Have a good one. Get some rest. Stay warm. Right. Thank you for everything. Thanks. Jacob Pichu here on WWL.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.